Assalamu alaikum, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of Muslima Podcast. I'm Asma, your host, and today we're going to be hearing from Elena all about her hijab story to continue our Hear My Hijab Story series. Elena is currently a grad student, and she's going to be telling us all about how she started wearing hijab at a young age while also moving to the United States. She faced a lot of discrimination, but she has learned so much from it, and she really has a beautiful purpose and meaning to her hijab. So without further ado, let's hear from Elena.
Thank you for allowing us to do this, Asma. That's my first thing that I want to say. My name is Aleyna Noor, and my last name is Sarab, and I am from Istanbul, from Turkey, and I am 23 years old. I've been actually wearing my hijab since I was 11. Really, like, as soon as it was farthed upon me, I started wearing it. And it was really difficult for me because, subhanAllah, it actually ended up being right at the same time I came to the United States. So it ended up being not just, you know, going through the experience of wearing the hijab, but I ended up going through the experience of being an immigrant in this country, right, as well as not being able to speak English and wearing the hijab at the same time.
Right.
And honestly, it was, like, more difficult than you can imagine. Just, like, the added factor of coming to a majority, you know, white populated town where there was not much diversity did not help it either, because there just wasn't really anyone who was like me. And I wasn't able to express myself in any way. I was not able to speak English. So I did get bullied a lot. And I would say it was not the best time of my life. Yeah. It was really difficult for me because suddenly not only was I, like, different from the rest of the society, but I was also being harassed for my, you know, identity. And that was not something that I was used to, having grown up in a, you know, majority Muslim country. So that was difficult, but alhamdulillah, like, looking back now, I would not have it any other way, especially thinking about, you know, what Sumayya radiallahu anha went through when she first accepted Islam. You know, she was martyred and in the most crucial manners too. And when we think about what the Sahaba went through versus, you know, what we go through, it's, you know, a humbling experience. And that was, you know, how I started wearing it. I always knew I would wear my hijab because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded it. So, you know, when it became farthed upon me, I started wearing it. Wearing the hijab for me, and honestly, really for anyone, ultimately comes down to a question of, like, submission and faith. We're often worried about pleasing people and pleasing our desires, and we forget that the only one we need to please is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, and we forget that everything he has decreed because he loves us and he just wants to protect us. And, you know, if anyone is worried about what their family and friends will say, or if they're worried about what people will say, honestly, like, I say this from the bottom of my heart, no one will ever please people, never. Like, you can be the most perfect human being and people will still find something to comment on. And at the end of the day,
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you, that's just how we are as humans, subhanAllah. Don't worry about what people say. Like, sometimes they'll praise you, sometimes they'll condemn you, and all these things will, like, fade away. And in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of everything perfectly. And like I said before, like, wearing a hijab comes with difficulties in this country, but no one should for a second think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give all the reward we deserve for it, because it's not like someone who wears the hijab in Saudi Arabia where it is the, you know, norm and the normal thing to do. Not only do we get the reward of applying the farz to our lives, but we also get the reward of doing da'wah in this country. And honestly, like, there's challenges for a woman wearing a hijab everywhere in the world, not just, you know, in this country, even in Muslim countries. It's hard being a woman in this world, period, but that's a whole other that's a whole other topic, you know. I would say that I honestly faced more stigma and rudeness from my hijab in, like, in Turkey than I did here, which is like probably surprising.
Yeah.
But I would not like rule out and say that there has been really, really kind people to me here. Like there has been so many people that like see my hijab and they're like, oh, like you look beautiful, like I really love that, like what do you call that? And of course there's always people that will just like stare at you and
yeah.
You just need to like stare back at them like, hey, like what are you looking at, you know? And so they like, you know, turn their gaze away. But honestly, like when you are just doing it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for his sake, at the end of the day, everything fades away. And a lot of people, I feel like, you know, feel like hijab is something that you need to feel ready for. But I would say that hijab is a journey because, you know, like everything in our deen and our entire life is really a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like fasting is a journey, not salah is a journey, hajj is a journey. And hijab is a journey too. You are never going to be the perfect Muslim, you know, like you are just not going to wake up one day and suddenly become the perfect believer.
Yeah.
That's just not how it works, and it's a constant struggle. Even for someone who's wearing the hijab, you know, they must every single day renew their intentions. And hijab is not just a piece of cloth that we put on our heads, you know, it's so much more than that. It's about the way that you act, it's about the way you treat people too. And I would say that, you know, we often don't realize why the first command was to read, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said ikra first. And it could have been pray and believe and wear hijab. It could have been many things. And the answer is really simple. It is the thing that leads you to all the other ones. And at the end of the day, the only relationship that will never ever leave anyone broken is their relationship between themselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you all for listening to this episode of Muslima Podcast. Make sure to follow and subscribe and check out our Instagram at muslima.podcast. Thank you all and see you next week.